This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burke. The U.S. Justice Department has charged three North Korean computer programmers in a broad range of global hacks, including a destructive attack that targeted an American movie studio and an extortion scheme aimed at attempting to steal more than $1.3 billion from banks and other financial institutions. John Demers is an assistant attorney general for national security.
The DPRK's malicious activities are a global problem, requiring global awareness, condemnation, and cooperative disruption. With this indictment and related disruptions, the United States continues to do its part.
According to the indictment, the hackers were part of a conspiracy that attempted to steal more than $1.3 billion in money and cryptocurrency from banks and companies, unleashed a sweeping ransomware campaign, and targeted Sony Pictures Entertainment in 2014 over the Hollywood movie The Interview, which depicted the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Federal agents have seized more than 10 million fake 3M brand N95 masks in recent weeks, the result of an ongoing investigation into counterfeits sold in at least five states to hospitals, medical facilities, and government agencies. At a news conference, Homeland Security Secretary Ali Mayorkas said it's important for authorities to find the counterfeit masks and other gear.
The seizures of these counterfeit surgical masks ensures the health and safety of our frontline healthcare workers.
Investigators also notified about 6,000 potential victims in at least 12 states, including hospitals, medical facilities, and others, who might have unknowingly purchased knockoffs, urging them